Sí, muchas gracias.
Thank you, Ambassador. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the work that you've done, and also thank you for the Food for Thought paper. I'd like to restate Cuba's position expressed by our permanent representative on the 13th of November, when we expressed the need to adopt practical measures which would allow us to make progress towards a legally binding instrument prohibiting laws. We're deeply convinced that these weapons are incompatible with HIL. You cannot guarantee the compliance with distinction and proportionality, nor can there be an effective evaluation of the state's responsibility for internationally unlawful crimes, and also accountability, including international human rights law. There needs to be human control when it comes to decisions to go to war, including the selection of targets. Machines cannot replace humans when it comes to the qualitative judgment made. This is of crucial importance in armed conflict. Therefore, we support a preventive approach based on the principle of precaution to guarantee the prohibition of autonomous weapons before they are deployed. As we took part in the side events and the panels, et cetera, and bearing in mind the information and analysis provided by a broad range of experts, our concerns were actually increased when it comes to the use of these in conflict with IHL and IHRL, bearing in mind semi-autonomous weapons as well, such as the use of drones, which provoke a high number of civilian victims. Cuba will continue to ensure that a legally binding instrument regulates also the use of these weapons. Chair, we've taken note of the various working documents submitted by the high contracting parties to this first session of our group. It illustrates the interest that experts have in this area. Cuba submitted a working document during the fifth CD 2016, setting out our national position on this. We believe it's important to be mindful of the southern country's position because of the implications in the discussion, the development of it, and also it has to do with our security in the future. The participation of NAM countries in this process is very important to identify a common understanding. I had actually prepared a statement, but I wanted to react to what's been said by other delegations. First of all, could your Food for Thought paper be unchanged? I don't think we should change it because we have had a range of opinions expressed. It seems to me that the best thing would be to focus on the final report of the group. It needs to be a factual report setting out all the positions, and I hope that tomorrow you will be able to circulate your draft final report, bearing in mind those proposals that have been included in national reports. We have some concerns on the idea of having a political decision, a code of conduct, even creating a group of experts that would be limited in its composition. That's why it's important that your final report shows us that there isn't consensus when it comes to the proposals included in some of the documents, some of the national documents submitted to our session, and also the national, or I should say the final report needs to reflect that a huge majority of countries, contracting parties, are in favor of a legally binding instrument as a result of this process. And I think this needs to be properly reflected in the outcome paper. I'd like to say something, if I may, on our future work. I agree with a range of delegations. Next year, we need to focus on tangible recommendations. We can't just sort of repeat discussions or philosophical debates or technological debates or even on the military dimension. We need next year to see how we comply with the mandate given to us by the review conference. Given the lack of time that we had this year, we weren't able to have two sessions. So I hope next year we can focus on the mandate given to us under the review conference, covering all aspects that can be included into the GGE report. Namely, not only working on a working definition, but addressing all those topics included in that expert report. Now, I don't want to talk about all the substantive issues here because it's been clearly set out already over the last 3 years, and we also have a document on this. But let me say the following, and I'd like to thank other high contracting parties for submitting their national documents. But we don't always share the views expressed in those national reports. We feel that a large majority of contracting parties want us to move towards a legally binding instrument. It's a shame that the issue is looking only at national weapons. I do believe that we're not just we are, after all, trying to get a common multilateral standard or norm. And I just wonder whether we can continue to carry on working on the basis of national weapons. As I said, we don't have consensus between high contracting parties when it comes to working at this on a national level. No, we are here to identify new legal obligations incumbent on us all, not to produce, not to use, not to develop or market technology which of themselves are able to take the decision, life and death decisions, and identifying assumed combatants. So those are my considerations, and tomorrow perhaps we can deal with the outcome report. I know we've only got 2 days left. I know it's not much. It's going to have to be a short, factual report that truly reflects the range of opinions and positions, but making it clear that there's a majority of high contracting parties that are in favor of a legally binding instrument, and not just go for the bottom line, the minimalist option. Many thanks, sir.